On the NHS frontline, a new COVID-19 patient is arriving in hospital every 30 seconds and hospital admissions continue to rise. For people who fall ill and need to go to hospital, there is the terrifying prospect of arriving to find there is no space. And workers in the NHS know exactly who is to blame. It is successive Tory and Labour governments that have spent the last decades inflicting cuts and austerity, and the private corporations who continue to bleed the health service dry in their pursuit of profits. Socialist Party members who work in the NHS report from the front line. Exhausted and traumatized staff face rising casualties. A hospital worker in London, it's so busy. There are so many patients. For weeks now there have been more COVID patients than there were in the first wave. Almost every ward has been given over to treating COVID now. Staff are being transferred from all kinds of jobs to the COVID wards. The hospital is desperate for staff to do overtime. People are responding, but hospital workers were already exhausted and traumatized. They hadn't recovered from the first wave, now they have been flung into the second one. Lots of people are dying. Despite everything learned about better treatments, since the pandemic started, almost 1,000 people have died in London during the last week. Warnings from hospitals that they could run out of oxygen bring dread. Some things bring little pieces of hope though. The supply of PPE is better than last time. We have still had to fight for appropriate PPE to be available to all staff, but we have got there faster. The COVID vaccination program has also started. There is a mood among many staff that the vaccine can start to make a real difference to the fight against COVID, particularly the death rate. There is real enthusiasm to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. There is debate about how effective the vaccine will be, leaving a longer gap between doses, but the truth is, no one knows. At the moment, enthusiasm is dominating, but there is still a wide layer of people who are skeptical of the vaccine, or waiting to see how others react before they decide to take it. A lot will depend on how many of the people waiting to see can be persuaded to take it. Government stunts like changing the gap between the first and second dose don't help. One of the staff working on the vaccination program summed it up: "For months all we've been able to do is tell people, wash your hands, keep your distance, wear a mask. Now finally we can ask them to do something positive to help stop COVID, get vaccinated,